Proclamation number 8548 of 4th of July, 1963. Detachment from the enemy. Feeding the truth. It is enough for you to know that I take care of you in every earthly and spiritual distress, that you are never lonely and abandoned or dependent on yourselves, if you just do not resist my loving care. And so I will also protect you at any time from attacks of my opponent when you let your will be known to stand close to me. There is only one thing I demand of you, that you draw a line between me and my adversary. That you inwardly decide for me or for him. For he is and remains my adversary for eternities to come, and his aim can never also be mine. Therefore you must make this decision, to reject him and to acknowledge me, and then you have passed your earth life test, and nothing more stands in the way of your return to me. But as long as you now live on earth he will do everything to win you for himself, and therefore the everlasting temptations, which are to bring you down. And his best weapon is to confuse your thinking, to put error before you and so to block the way to me for you, which alone can be found through truth. But likewise I will counteract and convey the pure truth to you, and now it is only up to you whether you accept my gifts. If you are now already in contact with Jesus Christ that redemption has taken place in you, then you will also possess the strength to resist the adversary. Then you will also recognize error as such and reject it. But it will be difficult for all of you if your will is still weakened because you are not yet redeemed through Jesus Christ. And then again and again you fall prey to my adversary. Only the redemption through him gives you the strength of will and then also the right success. But of this you can be assured that your desire for me, your will turned towards me, will also soon earn you the redemption through Jesus, because I myself can then provide you with power and this power now has an effect insofar as that you are now open-minded towards every enlightenment, which concerns Jesus and his work of redemption. If you want to go to me, then you will also find him, who now shows you the right way to me, home and to your father house. And so that now your earth life brings you the last perfection, I give you a light. I give you truthful knowledge so that you again attain the knowledge which you once possessed but had voluntarily given away. Only this knowledge will contribute to you living your earthly life consciously. That you strive for an aim which you now recognize because you stand in the light. The truth will be given to you if you sincerely desire it. This applies to all men, in which way they also get supplied with truth. But I always emphasize that my spirit guides you into all truth, that therefore my spirit also works when pure truth is supplied to man through my messengers, because only then they accept pure truth when my spirit can work in them. And my spirit speaks to the heart, but the heart decides what it accepts or rejects. But if the intellect now switches itself on, then it can also make a wrong judgment, if man lets the intellectual thinking speak and then is not able to recognize pure truth as truth. Understand this, a man can be supplied with my knowledge acquired through spirit work, but he himself prevents his spirit from the acceptance of that knowledge, because he first questions his intellect and this can also be worked on by my opponent. So that the human being begins to doubt and opposes it with his intellectual thinking. then therefore my spirit's work is prevented and man hardly reaches the right knowledge because he does not devote himself fully believingly to me and my work through the spirit. I always have to present to you the condition for the attainment of pure truth, because truth is divine spiritual good, which is so valuable and therefore also has to be acquired under consideration of the condition. Because you once carelessly gave it away, who now earnestly longs for union with me, he will also long for truth just as earnestly, because I'm the eternal truth. And this desire for truth is the most important condition, and it also presupposes that man frees himself from spiritual knowledge, which my adversary offered him as long as man still belonged to his following. And whether he also took his knowledge out of the Book of Books, it does not protect him from the fact that he has no understanding for the meaning of the word as long as his spirit is not yet awakened. That is why his heart must completely empty itself and let itself be filled by me myself, then he will be able to receive truth guaranteed and no longer need to fear to walk along in darkness, but brightest light will now illuminate his way. For the stronger the desire for unification with me is, the less resistance the human being will offer to the influx of spiritual knowledge, which flows to you humans as my spirit's working in the form of my word. He will accept it fully convinced that it is truth and now also draw benefit from it for his soul. He will stand in the light, all spiritual darkness has fallen away from him. He stands in brightest knowledge and is as happy as in the beginning. Amen.